Well, I was just in the Middle East in the country of United Arab Emirates, the city of Dubai. And so as the Middle East changes, certainly their governments are changing in the way we do business. It's exciting that we opened a new office in Dubai to help service our friends in the Middle East.
So what did that just open now?
That's correct. We have in the past serviced the Middle East from Turkey at times, from Europe at times, but it's becoming a more and more important market, mainly in the poultry. Obviously, the Muslims don't eat pork, but they eat a lot of poultry, turkey and chicken, and of course eggs. And the number one protein of choice for feeding those animals are certainly soybean meal, as well as they really are introducing soybean oil into their market, their cooking markets as well.
How is this going to change the way that you're doing business in the Middle East?
Well, as governments change, some of them were involved. The actual government was involved in the importation of the soybeans, so we have some customers that, need help in learning how to do that themselves. Certainly, Syria used to be a big player in the soybean world, and they've obviously had turmoil for the last couple of years. But people still need to eat, and other countries have stepped up and learned how to become importers and have built some crushing facilities, as well as taking container shipments of soybeans and soybean meal. And also import a lot of soybean meal into that part of the country or that world as well.
What is talk a little bit about how things have improved in those areas where business has been done, we'll say remotely, to where it's changed by opening an office there. How does that improve the way and the relationship with a trading partner in that regard?
Well, that certainly sends a real clear signal that we as Americans are going to support them. We consider them a very key customer, and so it makes a big statement. We had a nice buyers conference where we had, I believe, all of the countries in the Middle East were there, and these are the top people in the companies. These aren't the nutritionists. These were actual CEOs. And the decision makers from them countries came to this conference, and they are excited to see that we not only provide people with expertise in their countries, but we also see their area important enough to make it one of our regional offices.
Characterize what the Middle East is right now, as far as characterize how the Middle East is for a trading partner for soybean growers.
Well, they're an excellent customer. Some of them being very loyal to the U.S., others just learning how. As they're starting to build their own crushing facilities, we're there to help with expertise to help them get up and running. Certainly, we have expertise in the field of putting feeds together, feedstuffs together. Because unlike the United States, where it's mainly corn and soybean meal, there's lots of different feedstuffs that they would use in the Middle East because they just are so dependent upon the entire world for feedstuffs. So we're there to help them formulate the proper way, certainly to help them with any disease issues and to teach them how to be more efficient. At the end of the day, they're our customers. We need them to be successful if we're going to continue to have a market in the Middle East. And this is about 90 million people in this entire region, so very, very important.
Talk about the function of an office, typically an office overseas that services soybean buyers there.
Well, we have people, expertise in about 80 different countries around the world. But then those people, need to answer to someone, make sure that they're out there doing the things that we want them doing because we are paying the bill for that. And so we have offices in China, in Southeast Asia, now in the Middle East, as well as Europe and in Latin America. And from those offices, we put together plans for each individual country for their particular needs. We do this every year. That was part of what I was just there for, as we brought in industry. We brought in our own soybean crushing industry. We brought in all of our consultants that work in all these individual countries, knowing locally what goes on in these countries and the needs of them. And then put together a plan actually for the year 2014 to make sure that we're spending our dollars wisely to help our customers be successful and to get new customers.
Very good. Anything you'd like to add in, as far as the trip is concerned?
Sure. Obviously, there's some unrest. We were going to go to Egypt as well to visit some very good customers there, actually some customers that just started bottling and selling soybean oil. Unfortunately, just the timing didn't work out with the elections going on and a little of unrest in Egypt. We decided not to make that portion of the trip. But as you know, there's unrest in those countries. The neighboring countries got to fill in because the people still need to eat. And so, you know, we're about helping in those areas as well. I also think it's just real important that when we have the opportunity to be in a foreign country, to work with them, they get an opportunity to see us as Americans, us as partners, and wanting to help. So I think we're doing more than just selling soybeans. We are also selling, you know, our way of doing business, our way of life. I believe the other issue is anybody can sell at the bottom of the market. We're out there trying to get a premium for American soybeans and to have a preference for American soybeans. I think that is really our mission, is to continually try to get a premium for our products around the world.